Blog Talk Radio.
Never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, never would have made it. Never could have made it without you. I would have lost it all. But now I see how you were there for me, and I can say, I'm stronger, I'm wiser, I'm better, much better. When I look back over all you brought me through, I can see that you were the one I held on to. And I never,
never would have made it.
Oh, I never could have made it. Just need to testify to somebody next to him. Tell him, I'm strong, I'm wise, I'm better, much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. Now I'm stronger. Now I'm wiser, I'm better, so much better. I made it. Is there anybody in this house other than me that could declare you made it? Tell your neighbor, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Tell them, never could have made it. Oh, I wish I had some help here. I wish I had just two or three people that would just declare it. Never would have made it.
Never could have made it.
I just love to encourage myself. Sometimes I just look in the mirror and say, I'm strong. I'm wise. I am better. So much better. When I look back over what he brought me through, I realize I made it because I had you to hold on to. But I never would have made it. I never could have made it without you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, good God Almighty, never would have made it.
Never would have made it.
Never could have made it. Sing it one more time. All I need is just one more time. Everybody say with me.
Never would have made it.
Oh, oh, oh.
Never could have made it without you, Lord. I'm telling you, that is something to talk about. I made it through the trials and the tests of my past. I want to thank you for tuning in with us. This is Prophetess Pastor Teresa Dox, and I am so very excited, delighted, and honored to be a servant of the Master, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords. Amen. Glory to God. I am the godly proud pastor of Kingdom Builders International, where we endeavor to do the will of the Father. Let me just lift up a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for your glorious power. We thank you, Father, that you're God and you are God all by yourself. And we give you glory and honor, Father. Father, I ask you to use my mouth to be a vessel for you, Father. I thank you, Father, as this word go forth unchecked by any outside force, that you'll go forth through me, Lord God, so your people can hear what you have to say in this season. And, Father, we thank you for what you're doing. I bind up any backlashes in Jesus' name. By the blood of Jesus, we all say yes and amen. Glory to God. I want to thank you again for taking time out and to have a teachable spirit. You know, that's one thing that God is looking for. He's looking for someone in the land that he has the ear and that they have a ear to hear what God is saying to his church. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Well, we're going to be introducing ourselves. You can reach us at area code 248-234-8127, and that is Kingdom Builders International, where we're located at 16250 Northland Drive, Southfield, Michigan, 48075. Well, glory to God, and we give God all the glory and honor. I'm going to introduce to you the six-part series on the bait of Satan. On the bait of Satan. You know, Satan has his baits, and it's incumbent upon us to be able to understand and to be able to realize when Satan is trying to bait us in. You know what I mean? He uses a bait to try to get the people of God to do what he would have us to do. Amen. But Satan is a liar. He is a defeated foe because God neither sleep nor slumber. Amen, amen. I'm telling you, I hope you have your Bibles, and I hope that you are ready for the Word of God. Amen, amen. You know, you need your weapon. You need to be ready to fight, and you need to be equipped with what God has empowered us to be equipped with. Amen, amen. You know, sometimes it takes the tests and the trials so that we can understand that God is bigger and greater than our circumstances. How many believe that God is bigger and greater than our circumstances? You know, even though Satan may try, and even though he may attempt to distract you or to trap you or to trip you or to flip you, amen, he come to kill, steal, and to destroy that man that God have made. And that would be you, that would be me, that would be them, and that would be they. Amen. I'm telling you, I'm excited because I understand that too much is given, much is required. God is requiring some things of his people. What are we waiting on to manifest? You know, what are we waiting on to manifest? God is looking for manifestation. Amen. I'm telling you, he is waiting on you to manifest. Satan is trying to trip you, trying to flip you, trying to distract you, and trying to take you from God's very best. We have to live or seek to live in God's best. And don't settle for less. Amen. Sometimes we find ourselves settling for less. Look at your life. Look at your circumstance. Are you settling for less? Have you been tripped, trapped, or flipped by the bait of Satan? We must recognize Satan's bait. He has a bait. And the bait is to conquer your soul. Mm-hmm. He don't care about you being offended. We're going to talk tonight about the spirit of offense. You know, just being offended. Sometimes we're offended, and it keeps us from moving forward in the things of God. And then we begin to settle for less. Amen, amen, amen. I'm going to just play just a portion of this song because I want you to understand that our God is God is here to lift your burden. He's bigger than that. He's bigger than your problem. He's bigger than the bait of Satan. He's bigger than your circumstances. You know, it's easy to sing and say it, but do you believe? If you only believe, thou shalt be saved. Saved from that circumstance. Saved. Saved. It's your portion. It is God's plan for you. It's God's plan for his people. We're going to be talking about the bait of Satan. Satan has a bait, and he'll use whoever he can to trap, to trick, and to destroy that man that God have made, that woman that God have made. Amen. I want you to take your Bibles. And if you would, please turn to, let's go to Matthew's. Matthew's 24, verses 10. Amen. Matthew's 24. We're going to start at verse 10. You know, always have your word ready. Always be ready. There's nothing better than being prepared to fight the good fight of faith. Amen. And how do we fight? We fight with our weapon. Our weapon trees. One of our weapons is the word of God. Amen. Amen. And let us read. You know, just get used to reading the word of God. Again, that's Matthew 24, verses 10 through 13. Thank you, Father. And the Bible says, and then many will be offended, will betray one another, and will hate one another. Then many false prophets will rise up and deceive many. And because lawlessness will abound, the love of many will grow cold, and he who endureth to the end shall be saved. Amen. I want to read to you the NIV version. At that time, many will turn away from the faith and will betray and hate each other. And many false prophets will arise and appear and deceive many people because of the increase of wickedness. The love of most will grow cold. But the one who stands firm to the end shall be saved. We're going to go through the scriptures tonight. You know, it is the word of God that make us whole. It is the word of God that equips us and qualifies us to fight the good fight of faith. See, in Matthew 24, where verses 10, it says, at that time, many will turn away from the faith. Have you turned away from the faith? Because when you turn away from the faith, the Bible says, and you will betray and hate each other, which is a trap of the enemy. He'll trap you. He'll trick you. He'll make you offended by something small so that you will begin to betray one another and hate one another. See, Satan used traps, and he used people to set the traps so you can fall into the bait. And once you fall into the bait of offense, then you find yourself betraying one another and hating one another, and Satan is not in the mix. And then the Bible says, and many false prophets will rise up. So you're opening up the door for falsehood to rise up. And then when falsehood rises up, it seems like God, it looks like God, it acts like God, but it deceives many. And because it's able, the false prophets are able to deceive, the Bible says, and lawlessness will abound. Increase of wickedness. Wickedness will abound, and the love will grow cold. Look around. There's no love. Not only in the world, but in the church, in the body of Christ, where our love for many have grown cold to one another. Where is your love? You know, where is your love? Where is your heart? It's the bait of Satan that will cause our love to grow cold. But he who endures, you have to stand the test. You have to stand the test. You got to be strong and endure. Stand firm to the end. You can't quit. You can't turn away from the faith. Because the Bible says that when you stand firm to the end, that you will be saved. Amen. And I'm so glad that you want to continue to search the scripture. Let's turn to Proverbs 18 and 19, because we're talking about the bait. The bait. Look for the bait of Satan so you'll know when he throw his hook that you'll see the bait coming. Proverbs 18, chapter 18. And if you would, let's turn to verse 19. Amen. That's Proverbs chapter 18 and verse 19. And I pray that all God's people are with me. Amen. And the Bible says in Proverbs 18 and 19, a brother offended is harder to win than a strong city. See, an offended person will eventually betray you. The NIV version says, a brother wronged is more unyielding than a fortified city. Disputes are like the barred gate of a citadel. Listen, the gates are locked up, blocked up. You can't get in because the brother is offended, because the sister is offended. Walls are built up like an ancient city, you know, just to keep you out. Walls is a representation of strongholds. Okay. You want to check it out? Let's turn to 2 Corinthians 10, verse 5. 2 Corinthians. Amen, amen. I hope you're flipping with me, flipping through the scriptures so that you can understand. It's important to have your word. Don't go by what I say. I want you to go by what the word of God say. The Bible says that when we rightly divide the word of God, come on, we're going to rightly divide it. Find joy in rightly dividing the word. Amen. 2 Corinthians chapter 10. And let me read verses 3 through 5. And the Bible says, for though we live in the world, we do not wage war as the world does. For the weapons we fight are not weapons of the world. On the contrary, they are divine power to demolish strongholds. We demolish arguments. Listen, and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of God, and we take captivity, every thought, to make it obedient to Christ. How about that? How about that? Where you can make every thought line up with what God is saying. I'm telling you, the Word of God is so good. If you eat it, you got to eat the Word. Become a hearer of the Word. For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imagination and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Amen. Amen. Walls are strongholds. They're strongholds in the New Testament. 2 Corinthians 10:5. Amen. Cast those things down. Those imaginations are thoughts through processes that we develop deep in our soul to protect ourselves. Amen. Betray. What is betrayal? What is it to you? Betrayal is when we seek my benefit or my protection at the expense of one I have a covenant relationship with. So we build thoughts, process at the expense of someone with whom we have a covenant relationship. So when we keep someone out, we leave Jesus out. This lead to hatred. Hatred mean to love less, the absence of love, the vacuum of love, the void of love. See, an offended person leads to betrayal, which leads to hatred. An offended heart, haraboshe, hokorabase. An offended heart is the bleeding ground of deception. Come on. Who have offended you? And your heart is bleeding. And you're missing the mark. Because you're going to church as usual, and your heart is bleeding. It's the grounds of deception. We're talking about the bait of Satan. See, Jesus called it false prophets, wolves, and sheep clothing. They may not call themselves a prophet. They may call themselves a teacher, a pastor, an evangelist, an apostle. You know, they may say, I'm just a servant of the king, a wolf in sheep clothing. Wolves travel in packs. Remember that. And separate God's people to separate you. Because the enemy knows that in unity, in packs, their strength. Look into the wild of how animals travel. You know, they run in packs. And when you're isolated, or when you isolate yourself from the people of God, then you get weakened so the enemy can deceive you. So the enemy try to separate the sheep from the herd. So what the wolves do, they isolate the sheep so that they can conquer the sheep. You know, what the enemy does is he isolates people from the body of Christ. So he calls you to be offended, and then you isolate yourself. It's a bait so that you can lean to your own understanding, so that you can war in your imagination. Amen. You know, it's something about warring in the spirit of God. When you think you're right and you lean into your own understanding. But the Bible says, acknowledge me and I'll direct your path. But no, we're so offended that we want to separate ourselves. We have to deal with it, people of God. Face it head on, because greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. Amen, amen. Glory to God. And Proverbs 18:1 substantiates what I'm saying to you. The Bible says a man who isolates himself seeks his own desire. He rages against all wise judgment. Don't want to hear what is right. Don't have a teachable spirit. Manipulates to rule, divide, operating in the warlock spirit, operating in the spirit of Jezebel and Ahab, control. Let me stay focused. Somebody came in my face and I could see the spirit that's operating. Amen, amen. So a man who is isolated and seeking his own desire will rage and come up against all wise judgment. Isolation, it first happens within the soul through processing. Amen. And I hope you understand that you are a law unto yourself. What does that mean? Don't be lawlessness. When you isolate yourself, you have no parameters, no grounds, no rules, no set order, because you allow your thoughts, your mind, your thinking to lean to your own understanding, and you are a law within yourself. You set your own boundaries. A lawless thought. And when you develop a thought that's contrary to the scriptures, contrary to Bible-based order. You know, because of lawlessness, the love, agape love, have grown cold. What kind of love do you have? You know, who have you forgiven? Who have you asked to forgive you? Don't be a stinky mess in the bait of Satan. And then you think you're okay. The Bible says a man's ways seem right in his own eyes, but in the end there's destruction. God want to do something about the sickness of mankind. You know, and when the Bible's talking about the love of many have grown wax cold, he's talking about the vast majority. He's speaking of the church. Yes, he is. He's speaking of the church. Don't be in denial. You go in some churches and It's wax cold, wax cold. You say to yourself, I won't go back to the way I used to be. Amen. Don't be offended. Don't fall in Satan's trap. Don't fall for the trap of Satan. Because Satan wants to destroy you. He wants to destroy me so that he can destroy your seed and your seed seed. Amen? So what are we doing? Keep fighting the good fight of faith. Keep pushing. Keep identifying the bait of Satan. Amen, amen. Glory to God. I'm telling you, the word of God is just good, good, good. And we talked about what leads to hatred. And we talked about wolves and sheep clothing. And how God is speaking about the church when he talked about love grown wax cold. See, we develop a law that's contrary to the laws of God because we lean into our own understanding. We have, and love is God. God is love, I mean. God is love. And we say we're his children. Where's the love? Where is the forgiveness? Where's the mercy? Don't fall in the bait of Satan and walk in an offense and think you're okay because you're not. We have to examine ourselves. Don't store hate in your heart. Store forgiveness in your heart. You know, we got agape love, phileo, the love of God that's unconditional. You know, in verse 12, Jesus used the word agape, a self-giving love. He is talking about the church. But he who endureth to the end shall be saved. So the one who can hurt you the most is the one that's closest to you. And we believe that we can give of ourselves. Then we get hurt. Then we get wounded. And then we're operating in another spirit. I'm going to get him back. I'm going to get her back. Now you find yourself in a carnal, in a natural war. It's time for forgiveness. It's time for forgiveness. It's time to let it go. You know, we can go deep with our hatred, and then we begin to get ill in our bodies, in our mind, in our soul, and then we miss heaven. Oh, God is trying to help his people. God want to help us. He want to show us to become more like him. To become more like him. God is good, and God is faithful, and he is a rewarder of his word. We as believers, we set ourselves up for offense. Because of our expectation. Say what? Yes, because of our expectation. You know, some say that the world treat me better than a lot of Christians. You ever heard that? I heard it before. You know, why would we expect the world to treat us better than other believers? Why? Because our expectations of the world are lower. You got I'll say two categories. Those who have been genuinely mistreated and those who think that they have been mistreated. They have, sometimes people can think they've been mistreated because of what? Falsehood, inaccurate information. And then it's the other set that you could have accurate information, but you have not discerned it accurately. In other words, you have inaccurately discerned it or misinterpret or misinterpretation of what happened you have misconstrued it, what happened. Let's talk about number one. You know, this message that I'm conveying is teaching about how we ought to be and not fall in offense and then need to be set free. Because the bait of Satan is to have us operating out of a wounded spirit. God is trying to set us free. God is trying to allow key forgiveness to rule in our life. Amen. Amen. Do you have the right to be offended? If you want to walk with God, no. N-O, you know, no, N-O, N-O. Say it to yourself, I have no right to be offended compared to what Jesus encountered. He encountered some things. He had every reason to be offended. He had every right to choose to walk in offense. But what did Jesus do? Jesus dealt with what he had to deal with. He will look beyond the circumstances to see the purpose. Can you look beyond the circumstances? Can you look beyond that trap that the enemy tried to trap you up? Can you look beyond that? Look beyond the bait. You know, you say, I thought he was telling the truth. Look and see what Satan is trying to do. He's trying to divide you. You know, I once attended a ministry, and the division came from leadership. When leadership brings division, the body is divided. Be part of the solution, not the problem. Don't be envious of other people. Build other people. Forgive other people. Be faithful to relationships. Be faithful to God. Be faithful to one another. Value relationships. Evaluate, is this Satan trying to destroy your destiny, your purpose, your love, and cause you to walk in unforgiveness? That's what I'm talking about. Be set free. Don't fall in Satan's bait and be entangled in sin and begin to hate and begin to lean to your own understanding. Rise. Let it rise. Rise to the occasion. Rise to the occasion.
Come on, Jack. Come on, Jack.
arise among you. Do a praise. Get your praise on when the enemy is trying to throw a bait in your path. Get your praise on when the enemy is trying to determine your future. Get your praise on. That's your response. I praise you, Lord. I thank you, Lord. You will put no more on me than I can bear. I see the bait, and I am a child of the King. Let everything be biblically based in your life. Amen. It's time out for playing church. It's time to be the church. Amen. The church of God is marching. The church of God is marching. God want to do some things in your life to bring you so that you can live in the glory. Amen. That's a place of peace. God bless you. Well, we thank you for tuning in and joining in for our first series on the bait of Satan. It's a 6-part series. We thank you so much. We send blessings and honor. Amen, amen. Father, we thank you for your infinite power. We thank you, Lord God, for revelation. We thank you, Father, for understanding. We thank you for peace. We thank you for forgiveness, Lord God. We thank you that you will provide. We thank you that we can lean, depend, and trust you, Father. You said, let God be the truth and man be a lie. So, Father, we thank you that you are the truth. We thank you, Father, that there's no good thing that you will withhold from us because we attempt to walk uprightly. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, allow your peace to rule and to super rule in our life. Amen. In Jesus' name we pray. Until we meet again. If you would like a copy of this CD, you can reach out to area code 248-234-8127, or you can send us an email at kingdombuilderinternational@gmail.com, or you can go to our website, www.kingdombuildersplaza.com. Again, this is Prophetess Pastor Teresa Dox, and I'm excited and delighted to be here in the land of the living. God bless you. Until we meet again, stay in the presence and don't be moved by Satan's bait. Amen. And God bless you.